Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
It just really gave me a sense of well-being, a little bit more energy. You can't really pinpoint it because it's not a fake, like, caffeinated energy. You could feel the good foods coursing through you. I can just feel such a good difference in just my everyday feeling, waking up, sleeping better, the whole thing. So far, so good.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
They're open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We're supposed to have free speech, but we sold our rights away to the land of censorship. So we held our overlords till we drown in a sea of green, and we'll beneath the boot on the Chinese.
That's the Chinese censorship song.
We all live by the Chinese censorship, and we're all in debt. There's no more to bet.
Oh my gosh, I'm dying laughing. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I wonder who wrote that.
You know, they could have left it instead of where they say we all live under Chinese censorship.
Uh-huh.
They could have just kept it. We all live on the yellow censorship. Oh, wait. I shouldn't have said that. Now
I'm going to send the bias response team to you.
I probably just triggered somebody.
You need to be re-educated. That's what you need to be. Oh, good heavens. Oh, we need a lot of education. So, I had to play that for you. Anyway, just kind of talking a little bit about some scary things hitting. Number one, in the first segment was a report about being biased and how they want to help this in the workplace for mostly feminists. That's really the goal. It really wasn't for anybody else, but basically for women, that you could be listened to at work to see if you have bias against women. And that's supposed to make everything equal. I know, you're just shaking your head on that one. Then came Britain's decision to start with their censorship. First country out of the five Western countries that is embracing now censorship under Boris Johnson. Really interesting, because everybody thinks Boris Johnson, too, is this, you know, fighter, too, against Brexit. It's kind of interesting to watch how this embracing of censorship, of keeping everything away from being harmful from you. Now, who gets to decide whether it's harmful? The government. So, and now I want to talk a little bit about kind of a scary proposal coming from the Convention of the States Project. I actually had this in my stuff to do this a few weeks ago, but didn't. And for some reason, we didn't get to it. But I really wanted to, because the big argument for ConCon and against ConCon, the real crux of that argument is the people that are for it are saying that it will be limited to exactly what they're going to go into change.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people out there saying what?
They're limiting, they're trying to limit by saying it's going to be about term limits.
Yes.
So.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's the argument.
But in fact, once the convention opens, you can't limit it.
Mm-mm.
It's open to whatever direction they decide to go in at that point.
And there was a great article by McManus who wrote, you know, during all the 240 years, state legislators haven't opened up the Constitution for a change via a ConCon because they wanted to hold on to the document produced by our nation's founders. And they knew that a ConCon could lead to scrapping it totally.
Mm-hmm.
So if amendments are needed, they concluded, state legislators could pursue the other way to enact them by the Constitution, ratifying them one at a time after passage by the U.S. Congress. So the attitude of the state legislators has been, let's not unnecessarily place the entire Constitution in jeopardy. And that makes good sense. Seems not to impress those that are willing to rely on the second way to amend the Constitution, a dangerous route that would open up the document for a total redo. And that's what we're talking about. People don't realize this. And those that are fighting hard to want to use the ConCon is some big remedy for America. This is how we kick everything bad to the curb and shore us up again so we don't have to do anything else. And boy, what a quick fix and a quick remedy. The He's saying the state legislators who met in Virginia in 2016 came up with a 6 proposed amendments that they want considered at a CONCON when they claim that could be limited to those only 6
yeah,
now.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. One of their proposals would mandate term limits, like you were just saying, Uncle Milty, and then experience shows that enacting term limits results in a swapping an elected official who is either good or bad and not getting anything except a repeat of the same performance.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see this a lot with presidents of the United States. You just get a repeat. It's just a different lipstick, different shade of lipstick. So not a good idea, and one by itself that should be discarded if you're truly going to inform voters about why an elected official should be considered deficient. That is how you obtain change, by saying this is why they're not good. And then having to actually vote in somebody that is good. So the other 5 proposed amendments produced at the Williamsburg event would actually increase the power of federal government. And that's something we don't want to do. They've already absorbed enough. Okay. And so this was what most of the attendees who went to the meeting hoped to avoid. But guess what happened anyway? They were misled. Here are the dangerous amendments the Williamsburgers produced in 2016 for consideration to a national convention that were falsely told they could be limited. One would allow deficit spending by the federal government as long as Congress approves increases in the national debt. Another would empower the federal government to control movement of persons across state lines. A third would transfer the Congress's sole power to make law to include the executive branch of government, whereby legally allowing executive orders to become law. Another would permit imposition of a national sales tax and a national value-added tax. And the final proposal of the CONCON advocated would be formally alter the Constitution's very first sentence, the grant role of sole lawmaking power to the legislative branch, and add lawmaking power to federal executive branch agencies. That's really scary. Very scary. And so most of the participants in there didn't want to increase federal power, but slick-talking CONCON promoters persuaded them to go along. And how do they do it? They always say it'll be limited. They always say they only get to go in for their stated purpose, which we know isn't true. Look how blindsided they were. The promoters of bigger government were pretty much overjoyed promoting the CONCON. I know Mark Levine is a big proponent of the CONCON, right? As they closed the proceedings that should have never been held, they urged those who attended, the senators and the representatives, to have their states approve the call for a CONCON, the very practice that has been pretty much wisely avoided for 240 years.
Another defense of the CONCON is that it would still have to be ratified.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Okay, yeah.
It would be eventually.
Look at the antics of Pelosi during the State of the Union address. Mm-hmm. Look at the women, her little Wiccan movement of the women dressed in white that were all in the corner doing their little thing. You had a lot of craziness going on, a lot of antics going on. Can you imagine these same people opening that up and sticking to anything they ever said they were going to do? And then also on the other point, not annihilating this from top to bottom, our Constitution?
Well, just envision the Constitutional Convention with Adam Schiff.
Oh, my gosh.
He told so many lies during the impeachment process.
Yeah.
Imagine what he would do here.
And then, who knows, but, and I don't want to, you know, say, I'm trying not to be pessimistic, but then you have our Republicans going, well, we have to be fair in giving everybody the manager status of the CONCON. And then, you know, we have to be able to listen to everybody. And so you got all these people that would hijack like they normally do. And so if 2/3 of the state legislators approve a call for the CONCON, there will be one, and it could send the current Constitution to a dumpster. And as to who the delegates to such a meeting would be, how many will represent each state, numerous other rules that would have to be formulated, but who knows? And those would like to see the current Constitution abolished, have all the slick answers to all their questions that might arise. So the push for the CONCON can be likened to walking a steep precipice on a very windy day. In other words, it amounts to possible suicide. And therefore, the two-part message to state legislators everywhere in the United States is simple. Number one, don't vote for a constitutional convention. And two, if your state has already voted for such a dangerous gathering, take action to rescind what has been approved. Amen. Amen to that. And I have to say, we've been talking about this for a long time. I've had Don on the show, Fotheringham, who fought this in the 90s, mm-hmm. who was sent all over the place 30 years ago to fight this with all the legislators that were teetering on accepting it, and they only needed 2/3. So he actually talked 22 states out of doing it. He presented 20-minute presentation and was so good and so bold, and they understood so well what was about to happen that they actually changed the direction they were going. 22 states. I had him on the air for a reason, and that was to demonstrate how close we've been in the past to doing this. But if we start to look at this as a immediate solution to our problems in America, boy, are we screwed up. But we can't have... It's like trying to take weight off in a week that you just packed on for 4 years. You literally can't do it. It's impossible to do. And we cannot solve a problem with a con that is the big problem of our swamp. We can't do it. We've let this build for decades and decades and decades. I think we have to be a little patient in trying to get out of it, but this, you can't call for something as simplistic in notion as, well, the con will save us. And then we can go right back to our old way of thinking, and we don't have to think anymore, and we don't have to ever think about a candidate. And that hasn't helped us at all. And I fear that we're not seeing that, and people are still pushing this out there. They're still pushing it. And you're going to see it pushed more, because this is kind of this, well, everybody should do this because the founders wanted this. The founders never envisioned the place that we ended up today in 2020. They could have never envisioned this, don't you think?
Oh, I don't know.
No. I don't think they would have wanted their grubby little hands on it. We're not talking about people that are debaters and thinkers. We're not talking about people that could get into a room and seriously limit themselves and their power. We're talking about power-hungry people that have sold out to the highest bidder, who cannot wait to sell out more. And we're talking about people that don't even know the Constitution. You know, in the book, Cokie Roberts, in David Rubenstein's book, The American Story, he interviewed Cokie Roberts. And Cokie went on to say over and over how surprised she thinks people would be if she knew how often they were quoting the founders on the floor of the Congress. They were quoting them all the time. And she was actually surprised by this. But she was more surprised by the fact, when you really listen to what they were saying, they were misquoting them. They were taking things out of context. They were attributing quotes to people that didn't say what they said. They didn't have an understanding. There are legislators, that's their only job, is to understand and know this. And they did not know what they were talking about. So she would go back and fact check a quote. She'd write it down and go back and fact check it and say, okay, well, did they really say it that way? Completely different meaning. And Rubenstein didn't ask her, sorry about that, any more questions on that.
You know, I don't know if you remember, but there was a mock convention of states.
Yes. We had one in our own state.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in our state, it was, they actually argued for hours and hours on what to use to depict God.
Yeah.
What word? What? Yep. What? Sentence?
I have tape of it. It is truly amazing. It's baffling when you listen to it. What should we call God? What does everybody in this room think? Let's take a poll. Oh my gosh, yeah.
And that's what it would be. It would be that kind of a mess. They'd be arguing over what the meaning of is.
Yes, yes. And you know what's so irritating about it was they came out and a couple of them said, I felt like Jefferson. You just know that they were clamoring for some sort of power to align themselves with the founders. And it was amazing to me to watch the comments coming out. And it was like, look what we just did. But did you just do?
They changed what the founders did.
Yeah, exactly. And so would our Constitution go kaput? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at who we have at the helm. We can't even get somebody served up justice in this country that you know has taken part in treasonous activities for decades. Mm-hmm. We can't even get the charges. We can't even get something like that to happen. And we think we're going to solve America with a con? Yeah. Are you serious? A convention of states? Are you serious? There's no way.
One of the first things to happen would be the doing away with the Electoral College.
I know. And we cannot, you're right. And we cannot be this naive. We just can't be this naive. Because those in power that know better won't stand up and be courageous and bold and demand that they don't do what they're going to do. And those that are constantly seeking to annihilate what's good about this country, the founding of our country, will get their way. Yep. And we'll all sit there naively again and say, I can't believe that happened. Oh, I can't believe people are for a con. It just drives me crazy when I hear that. I'm thinking you're letting the wolves redesign the hen house and thinking that the hen house is going to be okay. Wow. All right, everybody. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. I kept thinking today was Monday. It's Tuesday, isn't it?
It's Tuesday
all day long. Anyway, see you back here tomorrow with Melissa and Susan. And you can email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. Uncle Milty@katedalyradio.com. Everybody have a great one. Go to katedalyradio.com.